This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I can honestly tell you, in all my years in the ministry, I have never told a story about Marilyn Monroe. Never had a reason to talk about Marilyn Monroe. But I'm going to tell you one today. It's from Judd Wilhite's book. Judd is a minister in Las Vegas. I'll tell another story about him in a minute. He wrote a book called Pursued, and he quotes a book by Arthur Miller, who was one of the husbands of Marilyn Monroe. Arthur Miller wrote a book called Time Bends. It's one word, T-I-M-E-B-E-N-D-S. He talks of Marilyn's slow descent into dependence on barbiturates, depression, growing paranoia, and hostility. Arthur Miller said when he was married to Marilyn, he was afraid for his life. After a doctor was swayed to give her another shot of medication so she could sleep, Marilyn finally fell asleep at one particular time. And Miller says, as I watched her sleep, I found myself straining to imagine miracles. This is unbelievable. Arthur Miller saying this about Marilyn Monroe. What if Marilyn were to wake up and I was able to say to her, God loves you, Marilyn. God loves you, Marilyn. And she was able to believe it. What a difference it could make. And here's what he said. How I wished I still had my religion and Marilyn still had hers, but we didn't. How I wished I still had my religion and she had hers. Beneath the layers of hurt and addiction remained an awareness that God was the only one who could fill the void. You talk about a spiritual lesson. From an unlikely situation, Marilyn Monroe, I just wish I could, when she woke up, I could say, Marilyn, God loves you. He really cares about you. That's what you need to hear. And that's what people you come in contact with need to hear from somebody who loves them, like Paul loved the people at Thessalonica. He said, we loved you so much, we not only just shared the gospel with you, we shared our lives with you. Here's a question I want to ask you. Who do you share your life with? That doesn't mean that every conversation that you have is like the Jerry Springer show. That's not what I mean. And we're just spewing out all the trash in our life. I'm not talking about that. But here's what I mean by that. It's when you tell somebody your story and somebody relates and says, I went through the same thing. You know what happens in a sermon? I've noticed before that the thing that connects with people when they hear a message and they hear an illustration, they hear a story, they're able to say, that's me. That's what I went through. That's what I'm going through. That's what my son's facing right now. That's called identification. Judd Wilhite, who quoted the story of Arthur Miller, tells about a woman in the church in Las Vegas. She's in her 80s. Her name is Judy. Judy, by her own admission, said, for 70 years, I've been trying to get God to love me. Get this career path. For 27 years, she was a nun. 27 years as a nun. Then she taught Christian school for a number of years. Then she got a job as a corrections officer in a women's prison. You talk about a career path, nun, Christian school teacher, corrections officer. Still struggling to find peace in her relationship with the Lord. Still trying to get God's approval. And Judd Wilhite said all that time she never really understood the grace of God. Until a few years ago when she came into our church and heard the simple message of the gospel, God gave Judy a gift, the gift of his radical grace in Jesus, and for the first time in her long journey, she entered into his rest. I can finally rest in the fact that I know I'm not good enough for God, but God is absolutely good enough for me. What a statement. Listen to that again. I can finally rest in the fact that I know I'm not good enough for God, but God is good enough for me. It's a gift I hope everyone will receive. I just hope it doesn't take you 70 years to figure it out.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.